Proclamation number 2206, dated the January 8, 1942. Coming into being and passing away. The fate of everything which is visible to you is to be transient, and yet it cannot be called senseless and futile, for the transience of every single work of creation is simultaneously the prerequisite for the emergence of new life. This should be understood spiritually as well as physically, for as soon as life escapes from one form, something new comes into being out of the external form in combination with other dissolving external forms, and the escaped spiritual substances united with equally mature spiritual substances animate new external forms once again. And thus new creations keep coming into existence as soon as old creations appear to dissolve. Coming into being and passing away is the eternal cycle which aims to achieve constantly higher development. Coming into being and passing away, however, only affects that which is visible to you. The spiritual substance concealed within is everlasting. It continues to exist for all eternity. Consequently, everything visible, the material form, will in fact release the spiritual substance after a specific time. The spiritual substance itself, however, enters into a new form, i.e., into earthly matter, until it no longer requires it. Only then will true life begin, which will never end but last forever. The cycle of spiritual substances through the form will take eternities, since this time is so infinitely long for human understanding that one can indeed speak of eternities. And yet it is but a fleeting moment compared to the never-ending eternity in the state of freedom. Everything visible strives towards the state of freedom, whereas all free spirits look after that which is visible again, that is, after the banished spirits therein and provide them with new possibilities for liberation. Thus the free spirits let visible creations emerge for the bound spirits, which the bound spirits have to overcome in order to release themselves. Bringing such creations into being is the activity of the spirits which, in a state of perfection and in harmony with God's will, use the strength of God for creating and giving life to many different kinds of works of creation. Therefore, coming into being and passing away depends on the will of the free spirits again, which, however, due to love for the unfree spirits and in profound wisdom, only create what is most beneficial for the latter in accordance with divine will. This is why the emergence and disappearance of visible works of creation will always demonstrate some regularity, because it is implemented with profound wisdom and nothing in creation arises at random or without meaning and purpose. Such a well-planned work of creation must, therefore, also offer the highest opportunity of development for the immature spiritual substance. The passing away of visible things has to be just as necessary and successful as their emergence. Passing away need not signify an end to what exists but only a transformation, because that which emerged from the divine creative power cannot cease to exist anymore even if it looks like that to the human eye. Consequently, only a constant transformation of that which shelters spiritual substance takes place, just as the spiritual substance keep changing by growing, since the spiritual substance having escaped the form unites with other substances of the same kind and therefore continues to need ever new external forms in which it can achieve the degree of maturity which will result in the unification with equally matured spirits again. The apparent breaking down of visible creations therefore signifies spiritual progress, i.e., the merger of spiritual potencies, and thus the passing away of all visible things, is just as necessary as the emergence of new creations. And even if infinite times pass by, The love of the free spirits will nevertheless offer the still-bound spirits every opportunity of development, and subsequently even these spirits will be free one day and help these yet unredeemed spirits again. And for this period visible creation will exist too, which constantly changes, because only through continuous change is it possible for the spiritual substances to develop further. Coming into being and passing away. Without it there will be no salvation. For all bound spirits will only be free when they awaken to eternal life, when they have traveled the path on earth through the creations, through constantly changing their external form, through continually coming into being and passing away. Amen.